Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
And I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Found a pile of almonds in the alley and I'm chomping them away. How the hell do you think I'm doing?
Bitch! Coming out super aggressive. I don't know that you need to call me a biatch.
Well, you know, if you act like one, Kyle, you be bringing that garbage into my court. Okay. Then you get almond dropped on.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for hitting the download button on today's teaser trailer episode. We're here to discuss the 1987 comedy film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Before we dive into Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you guys can support the show by checking out Five Finger Tees. The website's fivefingertees.com. They have a bunch of amazing t-shirts over there, all reasonably priced, $10 for most shirts, $30 for hoodies. You can use promo code 5OFF at the checkout. Save yourself a little money. 5OFF, but not $5. Don't get too excited. Also, remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, and YouTube. And that is the best way to help support the show and help us continue to grow every single week. JD, what's your first memories of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Jeez, first memory of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This is one of those movies that just always existed for me. Like, I couldn't peg the first time that I was like, oh yeah, I saw Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It was just always... yeah, of course I've seen it. It always existed. I watched it every single year. It was a kind of a Thanksgiving tradition for me.
That's awesome. I came into this movie very late in life. In fact, the first time I watched it was today when this episode comes out. So I've caught bits and pieces of it over the years on TV, but I've actually never sat down and watched the movie, which I'm embarrassed to say because I'm actually a huge John Candy fan, and you know this because I've talked about him in several episodes. So I don't know why this movie just never got on my radar.
That is unfortunate. No, but this has happened for a few movies in the past that have sort of just been outside of your radar, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why this is going to be a fun movie to get into here. So let's get right to it. Let's fire up the trailer. You guys have access to it. Get on the YouTube, type in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles original movie trailer. You'll be looking for the one titled Planes, Trains, and Automobiles trailer. It has 357,000 views. It was uploaded by the Best Favorites. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown and we can watch this together. JD, are you ready?
Ooh, yeah.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, click.
During holiday travel, some people get delirious. Some get delayed. And some get Del Griffith.
American Light Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Neil Page got all three.
I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger.
So instead of Thanksgiving with his family, he's spending 3 days with the turkey.
Two happy clans just whistling down the road.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, and a modern Polish family.
Paramount Pictures presents...
Wilma!
Steve Martin.
You're going the wrong way!
What? Luna.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
In a new film by John Hughes, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game.
All right, JD, start us off. What'd you think of the trailer here?
At what point is our podcast going to just be dedicated to John Hughes? Because yet again, what number is this of him being a movie that we're covering?
I think it's only our second, actually.
Is that true? This is only our second?
Uncle Buck? I can't think of any other ones.
I feel like we've done hundreds already.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree. We definitely need to have just a John Hughes episode for sure.
But, you know, first reactions to seeing this trailer, and I can't say that I've seen this trailer in its entirety, like as a teaser for the rest of the movie, but it's hilarious. There's so many comparisons that you can make between this and Tommy Boy right off the bat.
Right.
Which I hope, and, you know, episode in our archives, I hope that there was a lot that Tommy Boy took from this movie in terms of the road trip mentality that it goes through. But Steve Martin has a comedy that is unparalleled, and John Candy just brings the fire, and, you know, you got your hand between two pillows. What does that mean? Does that mean his hand is wedged up in the buttocks?
Yeah.
He's knifing the bread.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Putting the old credit card right down the... giving it an old swipe.
Swiper, no swiping.
This will all be edited out, but I laughed hysterically throughout the entire trailer. I'm so mad that I'm only watching this for the first time. Actually, you know what? I'm not, because maybe I wouldn't have got the humor when I was 5 years old. Really excited.
No, and you can, whether you cut that out or keep it in, but that's the beauty part of Back in Time podcast, is looking at movies at a different time, during a different place of your life, and what you may have loved as a kid, you may hate as an adult. What you hate as a kid, you may love as an adult. And this is definitely a movie that I'm happy that you're reacting so positively to, seeing it as a grown-up.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the box office numbers and see how the movie fared at the cinema. So Planes, Trains, and Automobiles debuted November 25th, 1987. The film was distributed by Paramount with a runtime of 92 minutes. In a production budget, which surprised me quite a bit, $30 million. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles opened number 3 at the box office in week 1, bringing in $7 million. In week 2, they moved up to the number 2 spot, bringing in another $5 million. The 10-day total, $17 million. JD, do you think the schoolyard effect was in play?
I don't know. This is an interesting movie with an interesting cast that came out at an interesting time. I feel like a moderate boom happened, but I don't think it was an explosion.
Okay. You'd be pretty much dead on there. So there was a schoolyard effect because they stayed in the top 10 for 7 weeks. Domestically, the film brought in $49,530,280. So they definitely recouped the budget, plus another $20 million. No international numbers on this movie, and it was the 21st highest grossing movie of 1987. That's pretty good by all standards. JD, final thoughts on the box office numbers?
Yeah, those are great numbers, and I'm happy that it did so well, because, again, it's an excellent movie, and I would almost say it's probably gained cult status over the years.
Yeah, I would imagine. This would be... Wait till the photo drops on Twitter here when we put out the full episode. Might be our best... At least my best work on the Photoshop that we've ever done.
Oh, yeah. You need to enter this in the art contests.
Absolutely.
You remember that commercial that used to play? And it was like, you can be an artist. Order now for your free art kit.
I'm tempted to making one little change. I may shave off my entire face tomorrow and just leave a mustache and then edit that right in. I'm the perfect John Candy.
We'll see. You what already happens. Are the perfect John Candy.
Are you saying I'm going to die of a heart attack?
Yeah, well, if you're John Candy, I'm Steve Martin. Are you saying that I'm going to live a long life and be extremely successful? Come on, Shaw.
And rich? Yeah, that sounds good. Wait, hold on. This is not working in my favor. I'm about to Jonah Hill up in here and shrink. Let's talk about the top 10 movies of the week for November 25th, 1987. Number one movie that week was Three Men and a Baby. Number two was the reissue of Cinderella. Number three, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Number four, Fatal Attraction. Number five, The Running Man. Number six, Nuts. Seven, Flowers in the Attic. Number eight, future episode. I know this is going to get you excited, JD. Teen Wolf 2, starring Jason Bateman. Number nine, Dirty Dancing. And number 10, Baby Boom. JD, what's the standouts in the top 10, and why is it Teen Wolf 2?
Oh, you know for sure it's Teen Wolf 2. Obviously, The Running Man. But do you remember the Teen Wolf 2 story that we have in common?
I don't. I feel like I should, but I have forgotten.
So, and maybe you weren't there. I swear you were there for this, but we had a video session, which sounds so way more raunchy than it needs to be. A film session after football practice. I want to say during spring ball. Maybe it was my sophomore year, maybe junior year. I don't remember exactly, but and we swapped Harrison Brewer and I, and or I convinced Harrison to do this. We swapped the practice footage with a VHS copy of Teen Wolf 2 queued up to the magnificent montage scene at the end.
Oh, that's amazing. I have completely forgotten that, but I would have had to have been there.
I swear you were there. And so when the coach popped in the video to watch practice footage, it was Jason Bateman dancing around. And I thought it was excellent. I got yelled at, but, you know, what can you do?
Did Bateman already have, like, all his Bateman lingo at that point? Was he calling everybody buddy and pal in Teen Wolf 2?
Gosh, I just probably haven't seen Teen Wolf 2 in a good 10 years, but I could only assume, yeah.
He always reminds me of, like, your best friend's, like, dad. You know something, pal? Buddy, can you put that down? Like, he has, like, his own lingo. I think he just rewrites all his lines.
You do a script. In there.
Well, I've been watching a lot of Ozark, so it's fresh on my mind.
Okay, buddy. Ugh, that was bad.
Let's get into the critic response here. As usual, we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response. JD will get thrown into the fire, see if he can solve the puzzle here. How do you think the critics receive Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Okay, so we have a John Hughes movie starring John Candy and Steve Martin.
Early John Hughes.
So he's not ruined or sullied or soiled. The plot is extremely simple. It's a road trip movie with purpose and with heart. And I think at the time, the critics are going to respect that. You know, we're not looking at like a schlock movie. And even the critics responded, I'm guessing, positively to Animal House. We haven't done that yet.
No.
So I don't know what their critical response was. But I think that the movies were different back then. And critics took what would be a conventional comedy. And they actually took it with a grain of salt, where they would respond with it for what it was. And you have an actual writer, an actual director, an actual cast. It's not just fart jokes. You know, if this movie comes out now, maybe it's just fart jokes. And don't get me wrong, a good fart joke goes a long way, but it doesn't equal quality.
Right.
I kind of thought you were going to debate me on that and be like, well, a good fart has good quality.
Nope.
There we go. With that being said, I have not yet rewatched this movie. It's probably been 2 years since I last saw it. So I have no negativity weighing on me. I want to say the critics were extremely happy, pleasant, satisfied, and enjoyed the humor, the heart warmth. And this is one of the rare Thanksgiving movies out there. And it's Thanksgiving season. So I'm thankful for both these actors and the creators. And I'm going to say 85%. 83%. We'll cut the middle to 84.
Go higher. Go higher. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're really almost. You're almost there. We're at 92%
certified. Holy shit.
Fresh. Yeah.
That's a good freaking score.
Yep. And then the audience was 87. Pretty much right around your guess. Now let's hear from a couple of the critics here. We've got James Berardinelli gave the film 3 out of 4 stars and said it's a fine cinematic treat that doesn't demand much from a viewer but gives back a lot. both in terms of laughter and good feeling. JD, thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think that puts it perfectly. In any movie needs to have that as a goal. You're not demanding much from your audience, but you are sure giving them a whole hell of a lot.
Okay, and then Roger Ebert gave the film 4 out of 4 stars and said, the movies that last, the ones that we return to, don't always have lofty themes or tough complexities. Sometimes they last because they are arrows straight to the heart. JD, thoughts on Roger Ebert's comments?
There's a reason why I love a tuna sandwich, because when it's good, when it's bad, it's an old standby. And I think that's what Roger Ebert wants here. I think that's what Roger Ebert is going for here. And what he wants is he wants a tuna sandwich.
Okay.
We haven't talked sandwiches in a while, man.
I know, I'm getting really hungry. I was like, I don't like tuna, but ham and cheese sounds really good.
Well, here's the problem is I'm on a like very strict paleo diet right now, so I can't eat any sandwiches.
Oh. Hey, so is that why you're drinking a lot of water? And
it was meant for you. That was
it really?
It was actually okay. Meant for you. I was really wanted you to let you know that I had peed 3 times in like 10 minutes.
I was like, this is an odd text. And then you followed it with, that was meant for you. And I was like, oh, that wasn't meant for me. And then,
no, it totally was. Okay.
Very nice. Okay, well, thank you guys for joining us. We're going to be back in just a couple days to give you the full review for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Again, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. It's all completely free. We don't charge anything. We just want you to drop us a 5-star review and leave a note. Help us spread the word. And it is time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll see you in a couple days. Later.
The tuna sandwich is really a good sandwich, but I would also put egg salad sandwich up there as well.